Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Kiddushin, Perig Dalet, Mishnah Ches. Hoimer, if someone says, I have some sad news. Beniza Mamzer, the son, my son is a Mamzer. His mother was someone that for me was a Chi of Karis. Ein Neman, he's not believed. What do you mean? I'm saying Edis. Who are you saying Edis against? Your own son. You can't say Edis against your own son. V'yafilu Shneim Oimrim, even if both of them, a husband and a wife say, al ha'uber, on an unborn child, shebimeyav, that is still inside the mother, sheno mamzer, the child is a mamzer, ein lemanim, they're not believed. Chiddush being, even if the mother says it, she's still not believed. And the chiddush is even on a uber, even on an unborn child. Because a child that's alive, we're going to say, look, he has a cheskes kashrus, we knew he, there's not a problem here, you're coming along and telling us a new thing, we don't believe you. But the Uber was never even born yet. We still say. They have no right to say that the child is a mamza. We don't believe that. Rabbi Huda, I'm an amonim. Rabbi Huda says in both cases, whether it's a live child or the Uber, the father is believed. Rabbi Huda learns this from the Pasuk. It says, Lo yuchal, the father cannot levaker as ben hu ahuva al pnei ben asnua abchar. Ki as abchar ben asnua yaker losis lo pishnai. If you're a pchar, if your firstborn son has a wife that you don't like, it doesn't make a difference. He gets what a pchar gets, double Yerusha. Why does the pasuk have to repeat, ki es a pchar ben asnua yakir? So we learn from here that a father could recognize a child to others. He's believed to say, this is my son who is a pchar, who would get double of the Yerusha. And just like he's believed on that, and we don't say, who says he's your pchar? Maybe you should be pasul eidus because he's a relative. So we say, no, the father's believed on his son. So he's also believed to say that this son of mine, you should know I'm a kayin and I was married to a grush and therefore he's pasul le kahuna, or to say, which would be worse, that my son is a mamzer. But the chachamim argue in Rabbi Yehuda. They say, yes, a father's believed to say that his son is a pchar, but he's not believed to say that he's pasul. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the father is believed, but the mother is not. Because the pasuk is only by the father. So, chazring over what we learned over here in Mishnah Ches, if someone says on his son that his son is a mamzer, we don't believe him. You can't say edus against your own son. There's another reason why we shouldn't believe him. There's a rule, ein odem meisim atzmeirasha. What are you telling us? Your son is a mamzer? That means you are oiver and aveira. That means you are together with someone that's an iser karis. A person cannot come to Bezdin and make himself a Rasha. The Mishnah holds an additional Chiddush. Even if the father and mother are saying the child is a mamzer, they're not believed. And even if they say it on an unborn child that never had a cheskes kashrus, they're also not believed. Rabbi Yehuda says that a father is believed. He learns that from the pasuk. We see he's believed to say that his son is a pchar, and therefore the pchar gets a double portion. If we would go with the regular halachis of Eidus, you can also say a father can't say Eidus about a son. But the Chachamim say there's a gzeres akasiv in regard to pchar, but that's it. Not in regard to pasling the child.